Double up. 3 or 4 times, I ain't telling no lies. I just run it up. Never let a hard time hold us. Double up. I ain't telling no lies, I just, yeah. I ain't telling no lies, I just,
5, 4, 3, 2, that's time. I got to you, that money, my dreams come true, my life in diamonds. Who knew?
Who knew? Yo, Dave, did you know? Tony, what about you? Yo, Big Al, I knew you knew, right? You knew? Yo, AG, did you know? Reggie, I know somebody told you. Who knew? Nobody knew, and nobody could have foreseen the transformation the United States Postal Service is about to go through. Hey, good day. This is Kenny Hodge, your podcaster, trying to keep it 100 with you, giving you a look through my eyes at what I see coming on the horizon for the United States Post Office under the leadership of our new Postmaster General. And I want to start off, before I talk on a global scale pertaining to the Postmaster General, I just want to start in my own office, Columbus, Ohio. Now, recent change, and it's been told to you on many earlier podcasts that you're going to go through schedule changes as the post office finally adjusts to a depleted staff. We didn't see the change coming as boldly as it is now. If you are a postal employee, you're not used to intentionally just cutting off mail that you know you probably could have processed. That's a new work mentality that we all have to get into. You're not used to shutting down a package sorting machine when there's still 1 or 2 days of packages that need to be sorted. But we have to change that work mentality, because that's the change that the agency has adopted. Now, in Columbus, Ohio, on tour 3, you'll notice that one of the MDOs has been sent out on a detail, and the senior lead MDO tightened up his belt, and he's going to run the tour. I love the example of lead from the front, but I have to say that in order to lead from the front, one should know how to lead. Now, I don't know. He's been there a day or two, and I understand that major issue with him is employees with hoodies on their head. Now, let me say this to you, and I have requested guidance from a lot higher than his position on the actual policy pertaining to the wearing of hoodies. But here's my problem. That is a small infraction, if an infraction at all, that should be talked about, as opposed to I'm trying to flex my power as a MDO and I'm going to start sending you home if I see a hoodie on your head and I've asked you to take it off and you didn't. So now what happens here is this. It's not even about the hoodie anymore, employees in Columbus, Ohio. What it's about is I have authority over you, and rather than concentrate on trying to adjust to the new mail pattern or the mail flow, what I'm going to do is I'm going to exert my authority by finding grayish issues and impose superpower to enforce them. Now, there's no reason to send an employee home because he has a hoodie on, especially when there are other people in the facility that are allowed to wear hoodies. How do you differentiate? Because if I say I am of a certain group, then I'm allowed. Do you document, do you trace to see if I'm actually part of that group, or do you make a decision on if I'm going to wear that hoodie based on how you view me? Very simple infraction, if an infraction at all, but nonetheless, in order to exert power or in order to remind you that an individual has power over you, that hard hammer was lowered on an employee, and that employee was sent home. And I just think that that's crazy. Now, a lot of you might say, well, take that to your union. Well, let me say this, and then I'm going to move right on with my topics. Taking an issue to Local 304 is like going fishing for a whale, and all you have is a tin can and a piece of string. So, employees, what I say to you is this. Understand that there is a drastic change that's going to be taking place on tour three, because as the senior lead comes down on the floor and acts as a MDO, a lot of processes, even though he's a senior lead, he's going to get introduced to. And because he's probably not that familiar with him, you're going to feel the stress of how he changes or tries to adjust it. My message to clerks, mail handlers, custodians in the Columbus, Ohio, in fact, in all areas, if you never became interested in contractual issues that affect your everyday work life, now is a real good time for you to pick them up and learn them, because you're going to go to your unions for clarification, and you're going to be sadly disappointed. Nobody's going to look out for you like you. So you start making time to get your local agreement, to get your national agreements, and understand what it is you're supposed to do. Understand what your job entails, and then do that to the best of your ability. But I'm telling you, if you sit around waiting on a union to come to your rescue, you're going to be sitting for quite some time. Now, as we continue right on with the podcast, we have a new Postmaster General, Louis DeJoy. And let me tell you something. He is coming in making radical changes. And in this case, I'm not saying radical is bad. You have to understand something, folks. Any change outside of the norm to postal employees is going to seem inefficient or ineffective. But I say, based on the depleted work staff, based on COVID-19, and when I take that into consideration with the new mail flow, cutting off mails, no more late trips, I gotta tell you, that makes sense to me. Now, I know you're going to say, well, it's going to back up mail. Understand this. That's not your company. We work for the post office. And if that's what the post office requires or desires to do, we get paid to make sure that happens. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, for far too long, employees, without being in management, think they run the company. And I'm sorry, that's not the case. So if the company now says, I'm going to cut this mail at this time, I'm not going to have late trips, any more late trips, I'm not going to pay penalty overtime, I'm going to eliminate overtime, well, the company has that right. But here's the right we have that's going to be squandered, because those who are in position to defend our right have lost the tenacity to fight on your behalf. But see, we have a contract. We've got a contractual agreement between the United States Postal Service and all of their employees on what will take place. And when that's violated, unfortunately, going to the union is our first recourse, but we have to develop and look into other recourses if we're not satisfied with just taking it to the union. Now, when we talk about our new Postmaster General, 75th Postmaster General, for some reason, the first thing you hear about Postmaster General DeJoy is he's a major contributor to the Trump campaign. He's a major contributor to the Republican Party. And it's no secret that the president not a big fan of the Postal Service. So when he appoints a contributor to his re-election
power move
as the head man in charge of the post office, one or two things are going to happen. He's going to hope his friend really squares that postal
service
away.
Do a great job.
Or he's going to hope his friend does what he wants, and that's privatize the entire postal service. Unfortunately, at the level we are, we don't have a voice in that. Because regardless of who the Postmaster General is or will be, they're going to set the pace on how the Postal Service is going to flow. Now, the fact that Postmaster General is a big contributor to Trump, I look at that a little differently, and that is most millionaires or big-time business people would probably like Trump's ideas because it makes them more money. It's not about equality or justice for all. It's about I'm in business to make money, and with this current president at the helm, that those business possibilities just opened up 20-fold. So I understand that. But I'm saying if you look at his career and if you go back and look at the person, there's some issues here that let you know that United States Postal Service, you probably want to put your seatbelt on because we're about to go for a much different ride. Now, much of the criticism, again, about Postmaster General DeJoy is centered around his big fundraising donations. So our Postmaster General is already an established millionaire. And in fact, he's in charge of the fundraising for the Republican National Convention in Charlotte. Now, these facts are cause for worry. But postal employees, you should be more alarmed at his 35 years' experience in labor analytics, the art of eliminating as many jobs as possible. You know, it appears that he's big on robots, so robotics, so I'm sure that in Columbus we're going to see probably more robots coming in. He worked with the company XPO Logistics. I don't know if he owned it or that was just an employment venture, an ownership venture, but we should take time to learn about the man who's going to be the leader over our employment life. And it doesn't appear to me that he's a big union guy. And once again, this is just as I read and oversee some what I'm reading. It don't appear that he's big on unions. In fact, in 2013, one of his companies was fined, I think, $1.5 million for some sexual harassment workplace stuff. Now, let me tell you, this information that I'm giving you comes from online at a website, Labor Notes. Again, I'm sorry that maybe other union leaders don't view how I look at things, but if you're going to have to negotiate and be a part of conversations with a person, I think it's just good information to know as much about that person as possible, again, because it's going to help steer a lot of the negotiations. It seems that our current Postmaster General is big on temps. So I'm just saying, understanding what I read about him as an individual, you're probably going to see the MPA's role expanded and probably numbers increased. You're probably going to see little things like PSEs and MHAs. Their roles are going to be quite different from what it is they know now. And they're probably going to stay in a PSC MHA status just a little longer. Now, I believe that there's going to be one big win that's going to come through where the Postmaster General is going to tell his vice presidents and district managers, hey, bring everybody up to compliment.
But they can't do that.
And then we're not hiring anybody else.
Because most
and
of the
based on what we have,
is garbage.
This is how we're going to run. We're going to explode on how we use the non-career force. Your role is going to be very different. The career force, again, your hours are probably not going to be one that gives you continual excessive overtime. But it's a change that we're going to have to go through. And what my advice to postal employees would be, at this time, let's start pulling back on the reins on how we use our disposable income. Because I'm telling you, people, my people, your people, everybody, people, that those days of those mega paychecks are about to come to a halt. But it's not going to happen right now. So I think we're probably going to have about another 30 to 45 days before they really understand that the Postmaster General ain't playing, and he's really determined to maintain cutoff times, maintain no late trips, maintain no extra
zero
trips.
Means
and
zero.
When the post office understands that that is the actual guidance that we're going to proceed forward with, I'm sure we're going to adjust and probably do a real good job at it.
Hey, so my word to postal employees, again, I didn't mean for this to be an anti-anything podcast, but as I'm about to close my postal career with retirement, I say to you, if you're not satisfied, man, with what you're receiving as far as representation on any level, man, pick up the book and learn to represent yourself. If you need any assistance in any craft, please contact me. Now, before you contact me, just remember, I'm a disbarred president who's considered a rogue when it comes to union organization. So having fully understanding that, if you need any assistance with your step ones that gives you the opportunity to address your issue yourself, I can help you and show you how to do that. And what'll happen is one of two things. One, you'll see the kind of nonsense that your union reps have to deal with on an every case basis, and you will have a much greater appreciation for what they do. Two, well, you'll just see what you see. Hey, let's have a great day. Kenny Hodge on the Kenny Hodge Podcast.